have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And that's what this show is all about, getting you to where you want to be. Sometimes we're our own worst enemies, aren't we? Hey, this is Dr. Cause. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I am profoundly grateful for each time you hit that play button. Yeah, talking to you. You listening to this right now, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you for recognizing the infinite potential in yourself. Yeah. You know, no matter who I talk to, no matter where I go, no matter how anyone defines success and prosperity, I can say with confidence, you have not even scratched the surface of the infinite potential that still lies dormant within you. Because really, if you think about it, how can we? It's infinite, right? So we can hope to scratch the surface and go deeper each and every day when we work on ourselves, when we are consciously in charge of our thoughts. I'm talking about being consciously in charge, a conscious competent, not an unconscious competent. And that's really what we see in the world, is a world filled with unconscious people. Now, some are competent and some are very clearly incompetent. The unconscious competent is that one that walks through their day, moves through their day, they get along, they pay their bills, they may even appear to be quite successful and really think and believe that they are. And that can be fine, but that's not scratching the surface even of the infinite potential. You know, really gone are the days when we measured success by giving our lives. Think about this for a minute. Giving our lives to somebody else's dream. Giving up our lives for that false sense of security. Somebody have chosen to give their lives 30, 40, 50 years in some cases to building somebody else's dream and abandoning their own, putting it up on the shelf, letting it go for the illusion of security. And some people went through that and they traded that security and got, if they made it to the autumn or the winter of their lives, well, they did it. They reached the finish line, but what's left to really, really enjoy? And that's the whole point. The point is to retrain our brain to think about what we want. And I'm not talking about in a selfish way, but in a way that is going to be a life fulfilled. We were put here to acknowledge, to listen to those big dreams and desires, to observe what's moving into our imagination that piques our interest, that seems to set us alive on the inside, sets us on fire. I've been talking a lot, well, the last month or so, about the paradigm shift As I'm recording this, another edition of the Paradigm Shifts starts today in Los Angeles in the United States. And I didn't spend a lot of time talking about what a paradigm is and why we have to shift it, because that's where the unconscious competent comes in. And a paradigm is really a multitude of habits. It's our programming, our conditioning, that has us doing things robot-like, autopilot. You know, if you are working for somebody else and you commute in the morning, say you're driving your car, and how many times? Say you got a half hour, 45 minute commute, and you pull out of your driveway or your parking lot, and you set out on your morning commute, and then you pull in the parking spot at the place where you work. How many times have you said, wow, how did I get here? You don't remember passing the Burger King. You don't remember passing the cleaners of the gas station where you always stop. You don't remember passing the Walmart or the park or the forest or whatever you usually pass every day. You just left the driveway and you are now in your parking space at your office or your place of work. How many times have you done that? I think we all have. We got there really on autopilot, right? We were directed. We were used to doing that. We know how to go. We have our subconscious mind in control because it has programmed what to do between point A and point B. When we let that run our lives, that programming, we are going to see the same results day after day, day in and day out, day in and day out, that we have always seen in our lives. And we might wake up here and there and push for that cost of living increase in our pay, or we might wake up a little bit and say, I don't like where I live anymore. I might move and maybe upgrade in that way. But for the most part, the unconscious competent is living their lives on autopilot. And it's living your life from the programming. And the thing is, the reason we have to shift our paradigm is because that programming didn't always come from ourself, from our higher self, from conscious thought in alignment with what we want in our lives. That programming, and you've heard me say this before, that programming comes from a variety of places. That programming comes in part from genetics and our DNA, the behaviors of those that have gone before us, our ancestors. Their behaviors have been passed down genetically, and the behavior in us has turned into a habit that becomes a paradigm, that becomes part of that programming and conditioning. When we were born, we were just this vessel, consider a open vessel, and everything was just poured into us from our environment, from our parents, from the news, from our senses. We call this sense consciousness, from what we hear, from what we taste. And that's why we like certain foods. Genetics is one sometimes why we like certain foods that maybe our parents or our grandparents or great grandparents liked. So it's what we see and take in, and what we hear and taste and touch and smell, and the world we live in when we come into this physical experience is conditioning and programming that conscious subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind, especially at that point, knows nothing but just to take it all in and let it become the reality. Now, as we develop our minds and our conscious mind comes into play, we start to entertain and think, entertain ideas, and start to think and have thoughts And we're living in this flow of energy that is always moving in and to us and through us. We just live in an ocean of motion, and this energy is just moving, this energy of good, this energy of wanting more, is delivering those ideas to our conscious mind, and some come over and over and over and over again that we really relate to, that we really get excited about. And these ones that keep coming, that we get excited about, turns into a desire where we're starting to entertain the fantasy of this one idea that is persistent. And most of this happens when we're very, very, very young. It's like myself. I was out of the womb playing the drums, playing the pots and pans in the kitchen before I could even walk. As soon as I could crawl over there and bang on something, I was doing it. Drums was in me. It was that idea. I wanted to be a drummer. I wanted to play drums, 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 drums. And it can be for you. You know, there's people that are dancers and pianists and doctors and whatever it may be. But this idea comes in there, and we have this imagination, and then we're taught and reprogrammed not to use it. And I talked about that a lot the last couple episodes, but let's stay on track here. The paradigm is the programming. And when it's programming that we don't want, or that is not in alignment with what we do want, I should say, we keep getting those same results. So what do we do to change it? Well, we have to consciously change it. We have to consciously go to work on this programming, because most of the programming got in there by repetition, by the bombardment of the world around us, the environment, and what we take in through the senses. Think about how we learned the language that is our primary language. It was through the immersion and the bombardment of that language when we were infants that we learned it. And you always hear me say that we have 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And that is still pouring in daily, contributing to our programming. Because often we make judgment on those thoughts. We accept or reject, and we're doing this so fast. And those ones that we accept go into that filing cabinet in our subconscious mind to access when we will. And I just said a word there that is the key to all this: will. You see, if we want to become consciously aware, conscious awareness is the key. And if we want to be consciously aware of our part, what we're doing, what we're thinking, to play a role in the results we're getting and seeing in our lives, and become conscious competence, intentionally and deliberately creating the life we would love to live, we have to pay attention to our faculties of mind. And the faculties of mind are perception, memory, imagination, reason, intuition, and the word I just gave you in that last sentence, will. Will is our ability to focus on the thought, the group of thoughts that we intentionally want to focus on. And what I mean by that, if we want to be healthy, we focus on thoughts of health. We don't focus on, I am going to get sick, right? So our will has to be developed into a strong focus. The will is the executive faculty of our mind that says to move forward in this direction and stay in this direction, which leads us to how we're wired. You know, we have this personality on one side, the personality and ego, and then we have this individuality, which is our higher self, our ideal self, our divine sacred self, whatever you want to call it. And that's the part of us that is linked to those brilliant ideas that fill our imagination with the fantasies and the imagination, the wonder of what it would be like if we could just fulfill this, which is our purpose and our passion. And unfortunately, most people abandon those ideas. They reject them because they don't think they're possible for their lives. But when we come into the realization that we have this higher self, this individuality, and we step away in consciousness from this personality and ego that wants to keep us tethered to being an unconscious competent because it's comfortable there. It's gotten used to being there. It's gotten used to playing the role of personality and ego that's attached to the autopilot. We move away from what we really do want. So we have to focus using the power of the will on that higher self, that individuality that absolutely, positively knows deep down inside what it's here to experience. Because we're all here to be and do something. To be the highest version of ourselves. To pay attention to that idea that keeps coming into our mind. It's time to stop rejecting it. It's time to start being consciously aware of the world that you live in. We call this conscious awareness. And we develop this through the power of the will by focusing on our mind on the thoughts. Out of those 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day, we use the power of the will to focus on the thoughts that we want to keep. And we reject all those thoughts that are not in alignment with our greater good or with the fantasy that we want to develop into a reality. We have to be disciplined in this. We have to pay attention to this. We have to develop the power of our will. We're running out of time for today. I'd love to work with you. I'd love to talk to you more about developing the power of your will along with the power and faculties of mind that we all have, intuition and reason and imagination and memory and perception. Let's have a conversation. Let's get you on track. Moving you to conscious awareness so that you can focus, clearly focus on what it is you do want. So you can start seeing day after day after day the results you do want to show up in your life. Not the same old results day after day that you don't want. It is time to move the needle. Let's blow the needle off the speedometer. Let's do this because you know what? It takes no more effort to make a quantum leap in your achievement and your results than it does to stay the same and make little incremental moves in your life. That's really probably what most people have been doing anyway. So let's have a conversation. I'm offering free consultations still while I still have time to do that. So book a call, leave a comment, shoot me an email, call me, message me, text me, send me a carrier pigeon, smoke signal, whatever it is, myself or even my wife, Tanae. We do this work. We're passionate about it. We want to talk to you about your big goals and your big dreams and your fantasies. Let's talk. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and you have been listening to the Genesis Frequency. Until next time, I wish you an infinitely spectacular day. Blessings.